This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
We're taking one of our regular opportunities to go back to Back to the Future Part 2. The 1989 movie predicted a bunch of technological advances that would be around in 2015. And now that the real 2015 is here, we're exploring whether some of that predicted tech has also arrived or not. Today, biometrics, as in using retinas and fingers for identification or unlocking stuff. There's a bunch of scenes in the movie that use fingerprint biometrics, like when the police find Marty's girlfriend Jennifer unconscious in an alley.
McFly, Jennifer Jane Parker, 3793 Oakhurst Street, Hilldale, age 47.
Or when later Jennifer unlocks the front door to her house with her finger. If you've got an iPhone 6 or Samsung Galaxy Note 4, you know how far we've come. Joseph Lorenzo Hall is chief technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology. He says, don't assume that life will fully imitate this piece of art.
Frankly, I don't think we'll ever be there, and we shouldn't be there. The problem with these kinds of things in terms of allowing you access to something like your home is that your fingerprint is not secret. If someone were to be able to produce a fake finger or something or cut your finger off, they may be able to gain access to your house, and there's nothing you can do about it if they, you know, you can't change your fingerprints easily.
So you're saying that as a security technology, it's not actually all that useful necessarily.
It's very usable. The trick is that it's really best as sort of an addition onto some other thing, be it a password or passcode on the mobile platform. There are some systems that use harder to spoof biometrics, like vein patterns in your hand, where they highlight all the vein patterns in your hand. That's extremely hard to reproduce and very, very detailed and highly, highly identifying.
Are there privacy issues that come up as we use our biology to identify us and to give us access to things?
Holding your biometric data can be a privacy problem. But luckily, most industry elements that work in this space, like the iPhone, for example, doesn't store your fingerprint. It stores some abstraction of your fingerprint. So if someone were to get into your phone, they couldn't actually steal your fingerprint.
We've talked about a lot of other technologies in the movie, like fax machines and stuff that seemed futuristic at the time, but now sort of belong in the past, I suppose, unless you're, I don't know, dealing with the IRS or something. Would you put fingerprint scanners in that category?
No, I think, you know, that was pretty prescient in the sense that they identified something that we would be using right around the time when they went back to the future the second time. I do think that they were a little overzealous in how ubiquitous those things are used. We're a little more careful with how we use these things.
Joe Lorenzo Hall is chief technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology. Joe, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
You remember we recently covered sleep-inducing devices on our series. Evelyn Ledesma emailed us to say she's had a sleep-inducing machine since 1991. She writes, quote, "It's called a Marsona sound conditioner." Evelyn, I tip my hat to you. Your white noise maker is vintage. Send us your own thoughts and ideas at DeLoreanHistorians@gmail.com.